share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. If worn properly, wearing a face mask helps prevent the spread of COVID-19, we all know this. But ever since there's been a relaxation in restrictions in recent times, we have dropped the ball when it comes to our compliance to SOPs. Realizing this, Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin took to social media advising members of the public to be vigilant and observe SOPs, especially when dining out. Gentle reminder. When you dine in, please put your mask on after you finish eating. At KKM Putrajaya, seeing too many examples of people talking after eating with masks off. Bila da habis makan and mahu sambong paska makan, pake semula pelitup muka. # reopening safely. Khairi Jamaluddin, Malaysia. Hibiscus, at Khairi KJ, October 22, 2021. In his tweet, at Khairi KJ writes, when you dine in, please put your masks on after you've finished your meal. There are too many examples of people talking after eating with their face masks off. # reopening safely. The public echoed the health minister's statement, adding that provisions like this should not be a problem by now. You are right. In fact, even before having their meals, advise them to not open their masks, and only advise patrons to open them when they are about to eat. People should know by now that they are not supposed to stay at the restaurant for a longer period of time. One netizen commenting on the tweet also raised a concern, stating that patrons have begun to smoke once again in restaurants. There are many of those who smoke after their meals, especially those hanging out at the Mamak. Let's keep adhering to SOPs, people. We would not want another lockdown to take place now, do we? Also read, SOP for the Langkawi International Tourism Travel Bubble approved, no quarantine required. Source. Twitter. Source. Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.